Hare Krishna. This morning, while we're here in Russia, you may have gotten a hint of that because yesterday's podcast was on the first of the Varnashram series that I'm going to be giving here, seminars, which for listeners may not be new. And here there's also the additional Russian translation. I'll be putting those up on the articles section. And I'm here doing the seminars, and Shambhihari is here, and Gurutama Prabhu is here, and also Tarangini and Atmananda were here, both distributing books, as well as meeting devotees, any devotees interested in coming to New Rajadhan, learn about deity worship, cow protection, participate. We're here to invite them if they come in a very committed mood and for a good period of time. And this morning, we had a great class by His Holiness Satchinandan Maharaj in his inimitable style. And it was a lengthy class, but the conclusion of it was, well, he was sort of saying that, well, I haven't told you anything new in this class, and maybe a lot of devotees are thinking, well, here's Maharaj just talking to us about how we can be Krishna conscious just by chanting Hare Krishna, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. We don't have to try and run after Krishna, associate with Krishna. Even Lord Chaitanya told Kurma Brahman, Vasudeva devotee, that they didn't have to come and be with him, but all they have to do is just stay home and chant Hare Krishna and tell other people about Krishna. And devotees may think, well, what's new? We've heard this before, we want to, but the fact is that we've been doing a lot of these things before, and still we don't really feel that strong conviction that we're advancing in Krishna consciousness or we're getting somewhere. So then Maharaj said, well, yes, all right, so here's the new thing. The quality of our devotional activities can vary. And there's what's called, for instance, in chanting, there's Namabhas, or Bhaktiabhas, or Shravanabhas, which is doing the shadow of a devotional activity. Sometimes we use the term mechanical chanting, mechanical hearing, mechanical devotional service. You go through the activity, but you're not really there. So that type of shadow has no real substance. Just like, for instance, if I want to eat a meal, I cannot eat the shadow of a meal. It has no taste, it has no nutritional value, it has no real practical benefit. I have to eat the real thing. So then the question becomes, all right, how do you go from that shadow spiritual practice, if you want to call it spiritual, it's more like material, to real spiritual practice where you really feel the association of the Lord. And just to clarify further, Maharaj's class was on the verse, Shinvata Sakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtanam, which I hope devotees know, and they can then look up in the second chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. But Vidyanto Stohi Bhadrani, from within the heart, then Krishna gives the sincere devotee, the destroys all obstacles and gives them all direction how to advance further in spiritual life. So is that happening to everyone? Is that happening to us? Is Krishna... what impels Krishna from within? So Maharaj points out that you can't be doing the shadow trick. It has to be real. In chanting, we have to really feel. We have to be calling out, "O Lord, O energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service, Srimati Radharani, Lord Sri Krishna. Please take my mind." He was making this nice point that in Krishna consciousness, we see what a difficult struggle it is to control the mind. And in Bhagavad Gita, of course, Chanchalam Himana Krishna, it's like easier to control the wind. So you may not be able to control your mind, but if you pray to Krishna, "Please take my mind," then then Krishna can make that process very easy. So this was sort of the essence and the concluding part of the class. Transform, if you want to transform your shadow devotion, your shadow japa, your shadow sadhu sangha nama kirtan bhagavata shravana, all of these things, if you want to transform them into the real thing, then you need sambandha. You need sambandha gyan. Sambandha gyan means knowledge of what my relationship is with Krishna, and you have to actively cultivate that relationship, and that relationship is cultivated by this type of appeal and surrendered attitude in the words of our, what we usually say in the morning when we're talking about avoiding the 10 offenses, is being attentive. And attentive, of course, doesn't just mean listen, but it means that you're listening and you're doing things with a certain mood, with a certain type of appeal. Great meditation. Transform the shadow into reality. And that's done by sambandha, by cultivating knowing and cultivating our relationship with Krishna during devotional activities. Hare Krishna.